Moshe has a series of tshuvos discussing various issues that arise with regard to Hilchos Yichud, mostly in Eben Ezra Chelek Dalet. This particular simon is simon Samachay. One of the issues he discusses is the following. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that a woman who's married and her husband is in town, Isha Shabayla Be'ir, her husband is in town, Ein choshishin l'siachad imoth. Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Ishus, Simen Chaf Beis, Sif Ches, that a married woman whose husband is in town, there's no concern of yichud with her. Why? V'pnei she'emas baila aleha. Because she's worried that her husband, who's in town, who's local, you know, might, in theory, come back at any moment. And therefore, she's afraid to do anything inappropriate. So therefore, there's no isur yichud with such a woman. The exception given in Shulchan Aruch is, if, however, hayazagasba, if this is a woman who you're very, very comfortable with, for example, you grew up together with her as children, or she is a cousin of yours, let's say, who you've known for years and years and years, if you're extremely comfortable with her, then there's a little less inhibition, then this heter would not apply. But for other women who you're not that close with, not that comfortable with, if she's married and her husband is in town, there's no isser of yichud with her.
Does it make a difference where the wife is?
Oh, so Rav Moshe in his tshuva discusses the following. He says, clearly, that heter can't be carte blanche no matter what the circumstances. Let's say a woman's husband is incarcerated. He's being held in the local town jail. So, you can't tell me, oh, he's in town. She's what? He might come home at any moment. That's not going to... Now, obviously, he's not coming home. He's there for, you know, for whatever time he's there for. And she's not worried he's going to come home at any moment. So, the heter of Baal HaBir wouldn't apply in such a case. So, Moshe says, well, then, let's extend that a bit further. If the whole heter is that she's afraid he might come back in at any moment, and obviously that doesn't apply if he's locked up in a jail somewhere, so too says Rav Moshe, let's say New York City, he says, where in theory he might be in town, but if she knows for sure that he went to the other side of the city, and the time it takes to travel from the house to where he got to is an hour commute, and it's another hour return trip, and she knows that he has to stay where he's at for an hour, let's say, so the Isra of Yichud would still apply, says Rav Moshe, if it's during that period of time when, A, she knows that he's not going to be able to get back within this period of time, and B, if it's in a place where people are not going to be coming in, let's say, where you happen to be. So certainly says in Moshe, if let's say someone is working as an employee in someone else's business and he's there for the duration of the workday and he's not allowed to leave during the day and getting there and getting back, you know, you have 2-hour commute, whatever the case might be. So Moshe says there would be an Isra Yichud if you're in a secluded place where no one else is going to be coming into. But he says if the woman's husband is working in a environment where he has a bit of autonomy, he has a bit more of independence, and if he wants to, he chooses to, he can come home in the middle of the day. So then, Rav Moshe says, then you'd have the heter of Baal HaBe'ir. But he says you have to be very careful. You can't just assume as a, you know, as a blanket heter that, oh, my husband works in town, so therefore there's no Isra Yichud throughout the day. No, it depends on circumstances. If, based on his situation, you know that he can't come home right now because he's not allowed to leave work, and it's impossible to get home this quickly from where he's working, then there would not be a heter of Baal HaBe'ir. It's only if he does have that independence that he could leave. He's b'shus atzma to a certain degree. He's allowed to leave if he wants to at some point during the day and come home if he needs to on occasion. So then there would be an Isur Yichud if that possibility exists, that in theory he could walk in to the house. So that's the first issue with regard to this halacha of Baal HaBe'ir. Rav Moshe, the same simon samach hey, a bit later on in the tshuva, has a further discussion of this heter of Baal HaBe'ir, which revolves around the comments of the Chochmas Adam, which are quoted here in Pesachei Tshuva. The Pesachei Tshuva in that simon in Shulchan Aruch, Eben Ezra simon Chaf Beis, Sif Katan Zayin, quotes the following. He quotes the Chochmas Adam, who says that this heter of Baal HaBe'ir, oh, her husband's in town, so there's no Isra B'Yichud because she's afraid he might come home at any moment, says the Chochmas Adam, that's Dapka if she's in her own home. If she's in her own home, and then a man comes into the home for whatever reason, and you're concerned about yichud in her home, well then her husband might come home at any moment, so therefore there's a heter of baila be'ir. But says the Chochmas Aram, let's say she's in someone else's house, so then even if her husband's in town, that's not a heter of yichud. Because what are you going to say? That you're afraid you might walk into someone else's house at any moment? That's not the most likely event to happen. Because if he doesn't know where she is, says the Chachmas Adam, then obviously you can't say, oh, there's no Isser of Yichud because he's in town, so in theory he could walk in. How are you going to assume that he might walk in if he doesn't even know where she is? So that, says Chachmas Adam, is going to be Usser. But then he adds that even if the husband knows which house in the city she happens to be visiting, and Chochmas Adam adds, he says, "V'af biyodas sheyodeh heichon hi." Even if the scenario is such that the woman knows that the husband knows where she is, nevertheless, he says, if her husband gave her permission to go visit that person's home, as if he knows that you're going to that person's home for whatever reason, and he's okay with it, there is an Isser Yichud there also, says the Chochmas Adam. Why? Because if he allows his wife to go to this particular individual's home, whatever the case might be, then she's not afraid of him finding her there all of a sudden. Because he knows that she's there, he lets her go there. So that Reb Moshe questions. Reb Moshe, as Tshuva says, why should that be so? Why is it that just because he knows where she is and he is okay with her going there, why should that mean that there's an Isser Yichud? The same Sevara that, well, if he knows where she is, he could theoretically walk in at any moment and surprise her, should apply. That same Heter Yichud should still apply. He says, granted, if the husband doesn't know where she is, she didn't tell him she's going to someone else's house today, so then the Heter Yichud doesn't apply just because he's in town. So what? If he doesn't know where she is, you can't say, oh, he might walk in at any moment. So that, granted, Reb Moshe says, for sure that's Usser. But Reb Moshe says, he thinks, Ms. Sevara, that if the husband knows where his wife is, even if it's not his own home, it's someone else's home, the heter of yichud should still apply, because if he knows where she is, in theory, he could still walk in at any moment. So Moshe says, I'm sorry?
The locks.
Okay, 1 second. So Moshe says, Me'ikar din, he says, that it's not mistabra to say that yichud is usser if she's in someone else's home, as long as he knows where she is. Okay, according to Moshe, if he knows where she is, even if it's not his home, it's not mistabra that it's usher. He says, if it's not a shas harchak, it should be machmer, because the Chochmas Adam was machmer in this case as well. So l'halacha, Moshe is saying that in one's own home, if her husband is in town, and again, as we saw in the previous discussion, he's in town, and it's theoretically possible he could come home if he wanted to at this point in time, then there's no isser of yichud. In addition, Moshe says, me'ikar adin, even if she's in someone else's home, but he knows where she is, and again, it's in theory possible he could come home from work if he so chooses to, then there'd be no Isser of Yichud. But in that case, he says, since the Chochmas Adam is machmer, l'chatchila, yesh lahachmer, if it's not a shas adchak, not to rely on this heter of baila be'ir when she's in someone else's home.
What about when she's at work?
When?
She's at work. She has her own private office at work.
So again, the corner of most of the guidelines would be that if he knows where she is, and it's in theory possible that he could pop in to visit during the day, then you'd have that heter of baila be'ir. But if she's at a client and he doesn't know which client she's at, then there would be no heter of baila be'ir whatsoever. That would be usher. Okay, I'll just add one more short snippet here from this tshuva. Reb Moshe has an interesting question he deals with, it, which is the following. If you have two rooms in a house or an apartment, one inner room, one outer room, is there a problem if there's a woman living in the inner room, there's a man in the outer room, and the door is locked in between the two? Is that a problem? So Moshe says, the case that was posed to him was, you have the woman locking her door, that the man who's living in the outer part of the apartment of the house can't get into her room. So Moshe says, well, first of all, if that woman doesn't have everything she needs inside that inner room of the apartment where she's staying, then of course it's usher, because if she has to go out into the hallway to use the bathroom, for example, so then she's going to open the door at some point in time over the course of the time that she's staying there. That's for sure. Also, mishum yichud. But he says, let's say you have a scenario in which she has her bathroom inside her own little locked up area in the back of the apartment, back of the house. And she has no need to come out at all throughout the night. The only time she'd have to come out is when she leaves the apartment sometime during the daytime, in the morning.
Like a hotel with adjoining rooms.
Hold on. So let's say she has everything she needs, but she has to go out through the area where the man is staying in the morning. It's not adjoining rooms. Adjoining rooms is a different case.
Right.
This is where she has an inner room in the house. She has a bathroom where she's staying, which is, you know, within the locked area that she's staying in. She has everything she needs for the night. She only needs to get outside, going through his area, but that she's not going to do till the morning. You know, they made up already. She's not going to walk out until it's daylight, or until you know, people are walking, people are coming and going outside. Is that us or is that mutter? So Moshe says, even in that case, it's still us and Misham Yichud. Why? Because in theory, if she would consent to commit adultery, let's say, in theory, if she would consent to be mezana with him, so then she has every ability to open her door lock at night and to come out into the area where he's staying, into the next room. And therefore, Moshe says, even if she doesn't need to come out over the course of the night, because she has everything she needs for the duration of the night, but still, you have to be choshesh that she might be interested in committing an aveira, and therefore, since she can simply unlock the door herself and come out, that would also be aser mishum yichud. He says, when I'm living in my own apartment, my own house, then Chazal word goes, you can't live in your house by yourself because you might open the door to somebody coming from the outside to be mezana with you. That's not part of the gzera. But if you're in the same house, and it's just a question of one locked door separating the two rooms, then we are going to be choshesh that in case she's interested in committing an aveira, she might open the door to come out in the middle of the night, and therefore he says there would be no heter of yichud in that scenario at all.
Could it be the reverse if the guy was on the inner room?
Good question. I don't think there should be chilk according to Moshe. It doesn't make any distinctions as to you know, who's behind the locked door. I think even if the guy is in the inner room and he could unlock it, that'd also be awesome mishum yichud just as much.
I think with the Arabs and stuff, it makes a difference if there's your inner room, your outer room, which parts to be dealing with. I know that
I would think that if we're machmer by yichud, that she might be opening the lock to come out. Kol Shekain, it's even more so in the reverse, that if he's behind the lock, that he might open the lock to come out. So the issur would apply regardless of which one is on which side of the door.